here we go. So we're up to over here, Kivoy Shish Moshe. Let me give a quick look over here. Parashas Kisisa. Okay. So, Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk. Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Aleph. What does it say over here? It says, okay, so here we are over here, he delayed, okay, and over here there's not so much stuff over here. Let's see, I'm looking over here in the Mefarshim, in Ma'at Sari. Okay, Di Hoichun. Alright, let's go further. I don't really spot stuff that I want to talk about, but let's go further. Let's go to the next pasuk. Vayevra le ma'arad aron sek, the people here, they want an eagle. They want someone to replace them. Vayevra le ma'arad aron parku nizme hazahof. Aron said, okay, if that's the case, parku. What does it mean parku? So in English, it says, take off. The word parku. Parku means take off. The nizme hazahof, the gold rings, a nezem. What is a nezem? Is a nezem a nose ring or is a nezem an earring? It says by Rivka, it says he gave her a nezem. I think it means he gave her a nose ring. Or what is a nezem? I think nezem is a nose ring. Aaron told the people, take off your nose rings. I made a mistake. Paruku, take off the nizme hazachov asher be'ozne neshechem. It says in the wives. Bneichem, your sons, uvenoisechem, v'yoviu eloi. Now, bneichem means, if it says only the word bneisechem, your daughters, obviously, when it says bneichem, means your male sons. So that means that the male children of the Jewish people were wearing earrings. Would anyone today in their right mind, any Orthodox Jew in their right mind, take their sons, male children, and bring them to get them earrings? Okay? There's no one in the world will do this today. So yet, what does it mean over here? It says over here that they wore in those days. The earrings. It says the nizme asher biyoznechen. It says the wings that are on their ears. So who today would go and you to take off the earrings, asher biozne, the ears, b'neshechem, your wives, b'neichem, your sons, and your daughters. No boy today would ever imagine wearing an earring. And that's what it says over here.
Among the goyim, it's very imaginable. You see it all the time.
By little children? By small people? Small children? Okay, but by us. This is unheard of, by us. Fine, but the goyim they do a lot of strange things. B'neichem u'doseichem, don't bring them to me. Let's see Rash, let's see over here first the Targum. Targum over here says, V'amar lohoin aron piriku kodoshe didahava. Now what does this mean over here? Kodoshe didahava di v'udne nishrechun. What does that word mean? Kodoshe, the holy matters? The matters that are designated of gold? What does that mean? The nizme hazah of kodoshe means an earring. Di beudnei the ears nishrechoin, b'neichoin uvinosechoin ve'ayisiyu livosi. Bring them to me. Okay, let's see Rashi first. Rashi says, be'ozdei nishrechem, omarim b'olivoi, Aaron turned his heart. Hanashim v'hayiladim, the wife, the women and the children. Chosim al tachshitehen. They have mercy on their jewelry. And they're not going to be bullied to give away their jewelry for the eagle so quickly. Shema, maybe, Yisakev Adavar, there will be a delay. And during that delay, Yavim Moshe will come. Vehem Elohim Tinu, but they did not wait. They were in a rush. Uparku Mi'al Atzmon, they did not delay, and they took the rings off. They took the rings off themselves. Uparku Mi'al Atzmon, they took the rings off their own bodies. That means the men ended up giving their own earrings to make the eagle. Parku, what's parku? It's a command lashon tzivui. Migizras parek liyachid kumo baruchu migizras barech. It's a command. Like the word is Baruch means to bless. Baruch Hu means you shall bless. Baruch Hu es Hashem Hamavarach. It's a command to the Tzibur. Everyone in this Tzibur, the Chazav, he says to the Tzibur, Baruch Hu, all of you people in the group shall bless Hashem who is blessed. So here the word Baruch Hu, it's a command. All of you people shall remove the, all of the people in the audience shall remove the rings from upon themselves. Now let's go back over here to the Ukulis. The Ma'atzari, see what he says over here, the word Kodesh. The Ma'atzari, and Pasik Gimel, Uparku, Miloshan Hafrashas Dovar, Ladas Rashi, Yisparku, Perushu, this goes back to later on. Avodas Unkulis Yesh Polim, Shemir Mispolim, Avahichen Him Polim, Yetzim Min Misnachalten. Okay, so he's not really coming to explain over here. He's not giving us much of an explanation over here what it means. What it means, earrings. The word over here, is, he told them, well, maybe in the wrong pasuk. Which pasuk is this? Pasuk, base. Vayoymer aleihem aron parku nizme hazahav asher b'yozne nishechem. Unkelis. Pasuk, base. Pariku kidoshei didahava. Okay, so this is pasuk, base. And in the Ma'atzari, he doesn't comment. Okay, so I don't know what to say. There's no comment over here for the word earrings. And let's see over here in the Sefer what he says. Let me put this down before it gets spilled on me. Here, Kisisa, Periglamid Bays. Okay. No, don't comment. There's no comment over here. Alright, next pasuk. Go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Gimel. Vayisparku. They took off Kol Ames Nizme Azav Asher B'Yosneihem Vayaviu El Aron. They took it off. They took off all their earrings. The people took off from themselves. They did not wait to ask their wives and their children. Vayisparku Kol Ames Nizme Hazahav Asher B'Yosneihem in their own ears. By your view, they brought them El Aaron. You know, I saw a very wild medrash. Mr. Rappel, you're going to love this medrash. The medrash says that the one who made the egel was not Aaron HaKohen. Why not? Because it doesn't say Aaron HaKohen. There was another Aaron. In fact, it says in the medrash there were 800,000 people by the name of Aaron. Every single shidduch that Aaron HaKohen saved.
So let me ask you, Kasha. When Moshe came down and he told Aaron, what did they do to you to make this egel? Number one. Number two, later in Devarim, if you remember, Moshe had to pray for Aaron and he got a half for success. He only lost two children. And they say it's a remiss back to this. So if it's another Aaron according to the Medrash, A, who was that of Moshe? Accusing us being accountable. Number two, what did that have to do if it was Aaron?
I have the same questions. I have the same exact questions. I'm just I have the same exact problem. Maybe what it means is that the Aaron in this pasuk Gimel is not the Aaron in the previous pasuk. Aaron Moshe was late. Vayamru elav nes vayikol ha'am al aharoin. Maybe over here this is Aaron HaKohen, and he tried to push them off, and the people they began. And maybe this also was Aaron. And over here when it says but by Yavuel Aaron, maybe this was the different Aaron. I don't know. You're right. I'm just telling you it's a pella. It's a shocking thing to hear. It doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make any sense. I don't know what to say. The only point that's interesting is that usually in the Torah, whenever we talk about Aaron, we call him Aaron HaKohen. And it is interesting here that we don't call him Aaron HaKohen. We don't call him by that name. And you know, I have a friend, and he's very, very machmit that whenever he put his name in writing, you have to write his HaKohen. He gets very upset. You have to always be careful to call him HaKohen. I don't know why he's so upset.
I don't know.
Oh, so here at least it says Achicha. There it identifies him. At least it identifies him as your brother. Here it doesn't identify him at all. It just identifies Aaron. You're right. I'm not coming to disagree with you. Okay, let's go further. Let's not spend time with this. Vayisparku loshen prikas masa. What is the word vayisparku? It means a prikas masa, the unloading of a burden. Ki she nitolum me oznehem. When they took them off their ears, nitsuhim miforakim min nizmeim, they were released from their earrings. Es nizme, what's nizme? Kamo min nizme, kamo es nizme, min nizme. He said, what is min nizme? Kamo kitseise so ear, min o ear. So the mem is min. How does it apply to the pasuk? Pasuk vayisparku am es vayisparku es kol am min nizme. So when it says es nizme, he's saying what it really means over here is, it's mean the people now were released, they were unburdened from their earrings. And what is this now? Let's just first see over here. Then we'll come and discuss some of this. The ispiriku kol am yos kodoshed hava di veudneihom. Now it could very well be over here that he disagrees. The time over here has come to disagree. The I see you la'arum. See, there appears to be a very big difference between Rashi and Unkelus. I'm suggesting, according to Rashi, vayisparku olam es nizme. The word vayisparku is translating, it's a burden. I got a burden. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I got rid of this burden. It's a burden. According to Rashi, according to Unkelus, no, it's not a burden. This is my honor. My jewelry. And here I am. I'm going to be very gracious and I'm going to give it to the idol. The ispiriku kol amo yos their kod kodoshe, their holy matters. Essentially, they translate the word the nizme as kodoshe. It's a very unusual word. And kodoshe, in fact, has a connotation that is something they cherish, that they designate. According to Rashi, it sounds like, oh, this thing is a burden on me. Now, why would that be so? So there's a very interesting another chazal that says as follows. This is not a nice thing, okay? And I know Mrs. Glatter is listening here. And I have to be very careful what I say. I don't mean this in any bad way. But this marriage discusses why is it that Noshim wear earrings and men do not wear earrings. So we have to appreciate this in the right context. You met with something very fascinating. Whose ear is pierced? A slave, an eved. An eved, after 6 years, he says, you know what? I don't want to leave. I have to, yes, I don't need to, yes, should, yes, bona, lo, eitzei, chavshi. I'm not leaving, I'm staying around. So the Torah is very critical. The slave has abandoned Hashem. And okay, you want to be a slave, so you'll be a slave until Yovel comes. What do we do to the slave? We take him to the door and we bang his ear. We bang his ear. It is a sign of servitude, of slavery. Now, this is what it says in this is what it says. It's not a midrash, it's like a later chazal. He says something very interesting. He says, Noshim, wear earrings. What is the earrings all about? It represents a loyalty to their husband. Now, it doesn't, not in a negative way, chas v'sholem, to even think for 1 second that a wife is not a slave to her husband, God forbid, but it has a connotation, I pledge my loyalty to my husband. When a man says to a woman, m'luchub harayat mikudeshesli, you are miyuchedes, you are designated to me, okay, you are designated to me, and there's something very significant about that. A woman being designated to a husband, the wife responds with, yes, I accept this designation and I pledge my allegiance. And as a symbolic expression that a woman is loyal to her husband, just like in the Torah, we find that an Eved Ivri, who serves forever until Yovel, the way his ears are pierced, and that piercing of the ear is a sign that he is a servant, a woman cherishes her loyalty, called Kvudu Bas Melech Panima, she cherishes her loyalty to her family. Okay, it's not just the husband, it's the family. And therefore, a woman's message is saying is, I live for my family. Okay, many women will tell you that with the greatest joy. I live for my children. I live for my family. And And a sign of being loyal, committed, is a hole in the ear. A woman decorates that hole in the ear to show her loyalty. Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, when they receive the Torah, so Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. We pledged our loyalty to Hashem. We are servants of Hashem. Every single man and woman and child wore earrings. Today, only women wear earrings, because women today are pledging their loyalty to their husband. Men don't wear earrings. Okay, because men, whatever, I don't know, let's not go there. A woman has her unique role, a woman has her loyalty to her husband. A man, in time of Matan Torah, everyone pierced their ears as a symbol that we are Hashem's servants. And we are proud to be Hashem's servants. We are proud, Avinu Malkeinu. Hashem is our Melech, we are His servants. Anu Avodecha V'ata Malkeinu. And every man put on his ears rings to decorate his pleasure in being a servant to Hashem. Now, here, now we can understand this pshat, the pshat in this pasuk, according to Rashi. The people, they were fed up. They viewed their religious service to Hashem as a burden. Here they are, they left Egypt, they were makabel the Torah, and with Kabbalah Satara comes an enormous obligation. It's an enormous, enormous pledge that a person has to be committed to Hashem. And here the Jewish people, they were burdened. They felt overwhelmed and burdened by being a servant to Hashem. They couldn't wait until they can unburden themselves by releasing their commitment to Hashem and instead worshiping an idol. So that's why Rashi explains, Vayisparku ha'amis nizmei hazav. Don't read it, they took off their cherished items. The earring wasn't a symbol that they cherished. The earring was now at this point something which was a burden. Vayisparku kolam es nizmei hazav. Vayisparku kolam mi nizmei hazav. The people were unburdened from their commitment to Hashem. They couldn't wait until they can get rid of this beautification of their loyalty to Hashem. And they took that commitment to Hashem and instead they made it and they exchanged it for an idol. That's what Rashi is saying. Rashi here says, Vayisparku l'shon prikas masa. Oy, what a burden. What do you mean it's a burden? People will spend on jewelry. People will go buy a watch. They'll spend a small fortune. A woman will buy diamond earrings, spend a small fortune. It's a burden. It's the greatest honor to have a beautiful piece of jewelry. Well, it depends. If the hole in the ear is a sign that I want to serve you, Hashem, and you beautify your servitude, your commitment to Hashem, and now you've had it. Moshe has not returned after 40 days. You reflected upon the whole Exodus, and you don't want to be a servant to Hashem anymore. You now view your situation in life, you're trapped in life, and everything is the big burden. So that's what it says. L'shon perikas masa. It's a burden. Kishen nitolume oznehem. Oh, finally we got rid of this religion. Nimsuhe mifarokim. Now we have been unburdened from our commitment, our loyalty to Hashem, from our earrings. This is Rashi. Unculus disagrees. Unculus says the Jews over here didn't view the earrings as a burden. The Unculus is not going for this Jewish, it's homiletics, that a hole in the ear represents commitment. You beautify your commitment by decorating your commitment. What are you talking about? The earrings are an object of beauty. It's called here the word kodesh, a holy matter. Nizmei hazahav, it's called, the unkelis, it's called kodesh. Kodesh, what does kodesh mean? It means something that is designated. The ispiriku means they released, they removed, they simply removed from them, from their ears, a beautiful object of glory that was sacred in their eyes, because they had such a yetzer hara to worship the idol, they were even willing to give away the best of the best. But they did not view, they did not view it as we're released from serving Hashem. See, this really, this idea, this machloek, according to Onkelos, in essence, there's a very big difference. Onkelos is saying, listen, we're going to be servants of Hashem, and we'll also serve an idol. Why can't we have both? We'll serve the God, we'll serve Hashem. We don't feel burdened to serve Hashem. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful Purim. Shalchmanas, Chanukah, have some donuts. Pesach, you have some matzah brei. And Rosh Hashanah, you dip the apple in the honey. Wonderful holidays. What's so terrible? But Thanksgiving, we also want to have apple pie on Thanksgiving. What's so terrible? We'll have apple pie on Thanksgiving and matzah on Pesach. What's so terrible? So, and you know, sometimes we enjoy the apple pie so much, we'll give away the matzah for the apple pie. What's so terrible? That's the Haftorah. The Haftorah of this week's parish is Pinchas Bar Karma. He says to the people, Imla Hashem l'chu acharav. V'imla Baal l'chu acharav. Loma ata poseach al shtei hasifin. You can't have your apple pie and your matzah also. You got to make a decision. What's the ikar? You cannot serve Avodah Zarah and Hashem at the same time. You can't. You got to decide what's the ikar. You can't have two. It has to be only one. Decide what you want. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi seems to say is that they exchanged. There's always this concept, you read in Chazal, that you exchanged me for an idol. So what is it? Is worshiping of Avodah Zarah, is it you're exchanging Hashem? You give up on Hashem, goodbye, and now we have a new ideology? Or no? Sunday you go to church, and Shabbos you go to shul. Friday you go to the mosque. You have a little of everything. Try it everything. It seems that to a degree, this is really the machlekes between Rashi and Onkelos. Here they're making an idol. By making the idol, are they rejecting Hashem, or are they insulting Hashem? Like a man, he takes into his wife a tsara, a second wife. What's wrong with the first wife? A man can marry more than one wife. So a man takes into his wife, I have two wives. So taking in a second wife, that's a terrible insult to the first wife. You can't do that. So what is it? By making the eagle, are they rejecting Hashem? They're exchanging Hashem for the eagle, or are they insulting Hashem? I'll have another wife. This is the machlokes Rashi and Onkelos. Onkelos says they're insulting Hashem. Yeah, you're good for Shabbos, but on Sunday we need also to have a God, because Hashem's not reliable enough. And what are we going to do? We're going to take the jewel. We're going to take jewelry, our most expensive jewel. We'll take our Shabbos clothing. We'll take our Shabbos clothing, pawn them at the pawn shop, and we'll use that to go make an idol. What an insult. Not an insult, Hashem. We're going to come back. Shabbos will be in shul, 9 o'clock. Sunday, we also need to have entertainment. So Sunday, you think you only can fight in shul? You have to have a good fight with the priest in the church also. Life, a little spice in life, right? You have to fight every day of the week. So that's what it says in the Targum. They took the Kodoshe de Dahava. Rashi says no. Rashi says it was an exchange. The earrings were symbols of serving Hashem. The ear that is pierced is a symbol of slavery. Not slavery, servitude. Commitment. Like an Eved Ivri, whose ears was pierced. And the Jewish people, they beautified their servant, their commitment to Hashem. And now, Moshe's not here, so they took the object that represents their commitment to Hashem, and they unburdened themselves. No more Hashem. And they took exactly that and they now dedicated it for a new ideology for Avodah Zarah. Okay, so this is the goal here, to make a machlaikis, and that's what I'm trying to present over here. Alright, I need to get my shtender, because my this is gonna kill my back. The way I'm seeing over here is no good. Give me a second. Just give me one for a second. All right, back to this. That was not a good idea. That was not a good idea. Right here before. I should never do that again. Killed my back. All right, let's go further. All right, Mr. Apple, you hear what I'm saying?
I only have one question.
Yeah.
At that time, the women also wore jewelry, right?
Yes.
So the pshat that they first adapted jewelry, are you saying that when all the Jews that did it at the time, Mount Torah, including the women, was there a concept of servitude to their husbands, or they were doing it?
No, definitely not to their husbands. The wearing of the earrings, the earrings at the time of Chazal, at the time of the Torah, was not for their husbands. Was to Hashem. Everyone wore earrings, men, women, and children, boys and girls. Everyone wore earrings in the time of the Torah. Why? Why would, and I'm even suggesting the only one who wore earrings were the Jews. The Goyim didn't wear earrings. Only the Jews wore earrings. Why did the Jews wear earrings? Because there's a mitzvah of an eved that has his ears pierced, and the ears being pierced is basically like a tattoo. It's like a mamish, like a tattoo that you are a slave. Like you brand an animal, people were branded as slaves. How were they branded as slaves? They pierced their ears. By piercing a person's ear, this is a slave. It's like a sign of slavery. You want to know if a person is a free man or a person is a slave. Look at his earlobe. If you see there's a hole in the earlobe, this guy's a slave. The sign, the boyin yad, the boyin rail, and the tnuch oizen hayimonis, the application of blood to the ear. Now that is not the earlobe. That's the middle of the ear, but it's also on the ear. The ear, it seems in ancient times, was the part of the body that was used to identify if a person, who this person is. Is he a slave? Is he a free man? Maybe they put other things. Now, like today there's a lot of technology. People they want to put. They want to put, like today you talk about the vaccine, all this conspiracy stuff theory. They want to go put into people's bodies one way or another tags to identify who a person is. It's not such a bad idea to identify who a person is on their skin. You know, there are very simple ways to do this. They don't need to go put any foreign stuff. You know what they do? They show this very fast. They do is they go and they basically they take your skin. And they basically put on it like they stab it with these microscopic dots. They just basically make like a little cut in the flat. They don't even see it. And each stamp is unique. And based upon the configuration of the little things that stick out, you can turn it into a number. And you don't have to add any medication, any substances, just the cut, just this microscopic cut, which cannot even be seen by the naked eye. You put in very high powered magnifying glass to see the incision in the flesh. And the mark will never heal, I guess, good enough. It'll heal you. To the naked eye, you can never ever tell. But if you go, let's say you want to get on the part of the body, let's say on a thing, you press down, you take this stamp. And every stamp is unique for every single person. You press down, and under a microscope, a scanner can right away identify who this person is, and all of his medical records, and all of his bank accounts, and every bad thing he ever did his whole life, all his parking tickets. And you don't have to add any medication, any substance, anything. It's just an incision. It's a very simple thing. It can be done today very easily. It can be done very easily. So I wouldn't want to do it. People don't want to be identified with any type of marker on their body. But this is nothing new. In ancient times, animals were branded, and people were branded. They say that Tamar and Yehuda realized that Tamar was pregnant. They told her that his daughter-in-law was pregnant. So what did Yehuda say about Tamar? Hotzi uha v'si saref. Correct? So what does the Chizkuni say? It doesn't mean that Yehuda gave a command that they should take this woman and they should burn her at the stake. It means they should brand onto her forehead the word Zoyna. That's what they did in ancient times. When a person was a criminal, they didn't necessarily kill them. They didn't go so far to kill people for petty crimes. So she was a Zoyna. I mean, you have to know what the situation is. Obviously, every situation is different. So what did they do? They were going to brand her. They were going to take burning hot metal and go and brand on her forehead the letter Zion, which means that wherever she'll go for the rest of her life, people are going to see the letter Zion is branded on her head, which means that she's a Zoyna. That's the punishment. Hotzi'uha, take her out. V'si soref. Not that she should be burned to a crisp and die. She should be branded with a mark, which only comes through fire, to indicate the sin that she did, and for the rest of her life, she'll be put to shame for what she has done. But she'll can live a regular life. She can live a regular life. So in ancient times, it seems that the way they would identify who certain status of a person was by doing something to their ear. And a slave who had a hole in the ear, or at least you can see the mark of where a hole once was, that is an indication that he is a slave. When Hashem gave Klal Yisrael the Torah and it said to him, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. Everyone in Klal Yisrael, that's right, we're slaves. To whom are we a slaves? To Avinu Malkeinu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're proud to be slaves of Hashem, servants of Hashem. And what do they do to show their proudness? They're proud to be servants of Hashem. They decorated that mark by putting on it an earring. So what did the earring really represent? It represented the pride that the Jewish people had in serving Hashem, their commitment to Hashem. And now when it comes to the Egel, what are they doing? We had enough of Hashem. Enough. Enough of Hashem. We don't want Hashem anymore. We're not proud to be servants. It's a burden to be a servant of Hashem. So what are we going to do? We're going to take off the earrings. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to give the earrings to the new ideology, the new fad in this world. That's Rashi. Rashi clearly seems to say that. They are unburdening themselves from this. Onkelos doesn't say any of that. In fact, Onkelos uses a very unusual word to describe an earring. Something that is Kodesh. What does Kodesh mean? Designated. Something that is special. It's painful to take your special fine jewelry and give it away. They had a taiva. They had a Yetzirah to worship idols. We don't know what this means. And they gave away their best. They weren't trying to express any rebellion against Hashem. And it was a rebellion, obviously, against Hashem. But it wasn't. We're not trying to unburden ourselves. Hashem will serve you on Saturday. And on Sunday, we have another God we're going to serve. The pantheon. This is very common in ancient times. Ancient times, they have a God for every single day. Sunday is the sun. Monday is the moon. Tuesday is this. Wednesday is that. One day a week, you can serve whatever you want to serve. That's the way it was, the pantheon. No one had this belief that there's only one God. This is unique to Klal Yisrael. And this idea fits very well with what it says in the Haftarah. Because in the Haftarah, we talk about the Baal of Avodah Zarah, the complaint of Pinchas, of Eliyahu. Eliyahu's Pinchas was not that you're abandoning Hashem. Im la Hashem l'chu acharav. So is the Haftarah coming to repeat what it says in what the Chetah Egel was? Or is the Haftarah coming to give a compliment, balance, in the parasha, like Rashi? There was the Klal Yisrael abandon Hashem. So maybe a person will make a mistake and think, okay, don't abandon Hashem. The worst you should do is have another God. No, along comes the Haftarah to give a counterbalance to the parasha. Don't even do that. All right, that's our drasha. Okay, let's do maybe a little bit more. Next pasuk. Pasuk here says, "Vayikach miyadam." Moshe took from their hands. Vayyotzar oisai bachet. It's a very beautiful Rashi. There are two translations for these words. We're going to see what this says in the Targum. Vayaser egel masecha, and they made into an egel a calf masecha. The word masecha. We spent a lot of time in the morning about this. This morning we spoke about the word masecha, nesach, to pour. What do you pour? The goyim, they pour blood. The Jews pour yayin and water. Vayomra, they said, Eile Elohecha Yisrael Asher He'elucha, that took you out of the Eretz Mitzrayim. This is the God. This is the God that took the Jews out of Egypt. An egel, a calf. Really? A calf? A calf took the Jewish people out of Egypt? A calf? What does that mean? A calf? You look at Rashi. First of all, the very word Rashi, we don't have much time. Rashi over here says, let me just tell you also for you inside. The word Vayotzar. Vayotzar oisai bachar. There are two translations. Either it means he tied it, all of the earrings were put into a cloth, into a shmata, a towel. And everyone put the earrings into the towel. And then they picked up the towel by the four corners and closed it, brought the four corners together like a talus, and they took, and they tied it, and they tied it shut. You take a piece of cloth, everyone puts in the center of the cloth, they put in their jewelry, and then you take the ends of the garment and you tie it shut. So vayotzar means they tied it with the vayotzar, I said, acheret, and they tied it with a shmata. They tied all of the earrings in within a towel, a shmata, a sudar. That's one interpretation. The other interpretation is vayatzar means to form, to make an image, to push and poke the egel with a tool. A cheret is a special tool that is used by craftsmen to shape molten metal. It's a tool. They have to. How are you going to make an egel? The egel they're going to make, they're going to shape it. They were very talented. They were craftsmen. They can make anything you want. So everyone gave gold earrings. They put the gold earrings into a big furnace. It was melted down. It was molten gold. They poured out the gold, I guess, into a mold. And then they finished it off by taking a special instrument called a cheret. And they moved it around. They molded this molten mass of gold into the image of an egel. Okay, so let's see Rashi.
Did Aaron contribute by making with the shame of the flourish?
So let's see Rashi. So it might very well depend upon what is the translation. Let's do the Rashi very quick because we're running out of time. There are two different translations. So echad, one is vayotza loshen kishiro, they tied. Becheret. What's cheret loshen sudar? Everyone deposited their earrings in a towel. In this pasuk in Yeshaya, the word hacharitim is juxtaposed to the word mitpochois. Mitpochois means a shmata. So the same way the word mitpochois means a towel, so too hecharotim means another type of towel. There are small towels, there are big towels, there are dish towels, there are bath towels, there are Turkish robes. All different types of items that fit into this category. Vayotzar, kikrayim b'shnei charitim. Vayotzar means, there's another pasuk. Vayotzar, kikrayim kesef b'shnei charitim. Okay, I don't know what that means. It means to tie. In that context,
he says here in English, and he bound, B-O-U-N-D, two kikar of silver in two scarves.
They were bound. Same thing. Vayotzar means to be bind. They were tied up in two. Oh, the word is a charitim. The word charitim over here means they were tied in two pieces of cloth. Right? Fine. The second interpretation is Vayotzar l'shon tzura. an image. And Bacheret is a special Bachel Kli Umanus Bahatsar Shahatsarfin Shachartsin Vicharsin Boitsuas Bizahov. Ki eight has sefer hachayreis, oisiois beluchois uvipinchas, like a stylus that you etch into a tablet of wax. It's a special, them all, a special utensil that a craftsman uses to shape molten metal. Kimoyu chusevula bacheret enesh, write upon the tablet with the cheret of an enesh, write, with a, like a stylus that's used to etch words into a wax tablet. Okay, vizehu. So now Rashi over here wants to come and tell you, Rashi gives you his two interpretations, and Rashi says, guess what, I'll do you a favor. I'll do you a toiva. I'll tell you what unkelis means. They formed it with a zifa. What's a zifa? That's a very hard word for people who don't know anything about Aramaic, especially me. L'shon ziyuf, what is that? What's a ziyuf? Who ever heard of the word ziyuf in the unkelis? I would have to go look in the ma'at, sorry, and I'd be very disappointed. They probably wouldn't even tell me what it means. Go on a wild goose chase. Hu kli umanus shechartzin boi bizahav osiois ushkedim. Images, letters, almonds, it was a very popular decoration. Shekarin b'laz niyol umezayfin al yoda. And then he says something very, very interesting. This tool also, by the way, happens to be the perfect tool to be a forger, to fake things. People who are experts in the world of thievery, ganovim, they have, part of their toolkit is this tool, because this tool they're used to make fake seals, wax seals. When you want to go send a letter, make believe it came from the President of the United States and it really didn't come from anyone, so you have to be able to forge the seal. So they would use this tool to make to be very creative and make fake seals. It's a tool. So Rashi gets to look at the two interpretations of what this means, and Targum tells like the second shot. Targum says it means that they took a tool, and with the tool they formed the image of the Ega. Now it's interesting, very interesting, that according to this, it's ziyuf. It's a tool that's used by Rashi adds into four. It's a fake, and there's a lot of musr here in this Rashi. In that the Egel was fake news. Eila Elohecha Yisrael. This is the God who took you out of Egypt. Really? This gold calf took you out of Egypt? That's a lie. It's an outrageous lie. It's ziyuf. It's forgery. It's not a coincidence that the tool that they use to make the Egel is a tool that is part of the collection of any forger. People who live in the black world, the black market, the underground world. And the people, you know, there are a lot of people like this. They live in a very dark world. Whatever you want to call them, the deep state. People live in, you know, in the black market. They only search the internet on Goduck. People who only have cryptocurrency. The people who live in the dark world, this is part of their arsenal. This tool. It's not a coincidence that the Egel, which is the ultimate falsehood, sheker in the world, was fashioned by a tool that is part of the toolkit of the people who engage in sheker. Because the Egel is an object of sheker. Okay, that's quite a bit of Musa. Targum from the time over here. Targum says, when the Siv Midehoi, he took from them, Vitzar Yosei Bezifa. Okay, so Targum said the second shot, he took from them the zifa. They formed it with a tool. The Ovdei Egel Matchav Metal, Egel Masecha. Now that's a very interesting word, Matcha, because the pause is Masecha. Unkelis is translated, the word Masecha means metal. It doesn't say pouring. V'amarul in they said, Elaine Dichal Toch Yisrael, this is the God that you feared, Yisrael di askuch me'ala de Mitzrayim. Alright, we're out of time, but at least we got the basic gist of the little chidushim over here. There's more Rashi we have to stop now, it's too late. Masecha, Rashi goes further. Mateches, he explains the Masech. All the perushim, we have to stop over here. Thank you very much for coming. And Mir Tashem, tomorrow, we'll learn Mir Tashem, the Siddur. Yes. Yes.
Will be.
Yes.
Will be. was wondering if the cheret, with the collected that, that's right after the, you know, the collected the earrings from everybody. Like, if it's not, it's tied also to charata, regret.
True. Very good. I like what you're saying. He's saying that, that ultimately they would regret it. Ultimately, you're doing something, when a person does an Avera, ultimately you're going to come to regret it. It's a guarantee. It's a guarantee.
Yeah, just like you gave the example with the earring, but that's like the Argus.
Ultimately, you're going to come to regret it. Absolutely. Yeah. I like that very, very much. That's very profound.
Yeah.
Okay, our boys, have a good night. Be well. Thank you for coming. This was Gladder. Have a wonderful night. Thank you. Ablazer. Ablazer Bachi. Have a good night. Thank you for coming. Be well, everyone. Yes.
Canada has 10 provinces.
10 provinces. Okay.
And 2 territories.
So what's the difference? What's a territory? What does that mean? What does that mean, a territory?
It's underdeveloped.
Underdeveloped? What do you mean underdeveloped?
It's all the way up north. It's Gurgunish there.
So they're under the same law as they're under the Prime Minister? They're under the same federal system?
Yeah, it's a federal system. 10 provinces. Manitoba, Saskatchewan, British Columbia, Quebec.
And each one of those places is considered to be like a state, the equivalent of a state in the United States.
It's equivalent of a state.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a whole world. There's a big, wide world out there.
Yeah, it's also very cold there.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay, have a great evening.
Okay, have a good night. Thank you very much. My pleasure. Be well. All the best. Thank you.